Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of Econ 919, KDLL's weekly look at who and what makes the central Kenai Peninsula go round. I'm Jay Barrett. The city of Kenai is looking at growing its economic base. That begins with one of the city's more abundant resources, land. Shailen Cochran has more on the plans to catalog and encourage development around the city.
So this sounds pretty official and like something that is started and will have some kind of an end game. But as I talked with City Manager Paul Ostrander and Assistant City Manager Christine Cunningham about it, that's not really what's going on. It starts with the fact that only about 2 of every 10 parcels of land the city can lease is actually being leased out.
Why are we doing this? What are we trying to accomplish as a city in recognition that that vacancy rate is so high? And we came up with a statement that said what we are trying to do is to encourage growth, development, and the thriving business community through reasonable and responsible land policies and practices. So that really is what guided us.
The idea isn't to roll out the red carpet and the tax breaks for this business or those headquarters. It's to first catalog everything and then determine what it would be best used for. And this is all airport land we're talking about, and the city can't just sell that off. If it's going to make any money, it's going to be through leasing. And then one of the main goals for all of this is that when someone wants to rent that land, it should be easy to get that done. Christine Cunningham says she doesn't want prospective entrepreneurs to fuss over all the ins and outs of administering the right paperwork.
I'm excited when someone comes in with an idea. I'm worried that there's people out there that are just like that, walking in the door and overcoming that big hurdle. What we want to create is sort of this environment where you come in and it's like a package. You can take it home and look at it. It's easy to figure out. It's easy to fill out. And some of the work is pre-done for you. So you're not having to sort of from scratch become my job and then do it for me for you.
Now, of course, economic development isn't anything new for the city. Different ideas have been tried, policies enacted, and not everything has always worked out as envisioned. The industrial park out Marathon Road comes to mind as something that held a lot of promise, but just never quite worked out, and for a lot of reasons. But this new endeavor is more nebulous. The goal is less about developing any one area or attracting any one business or even really making a lot of money, at least at first. Ostrander says to think about it as the city being more of a service provider.
But we've recognized that there are additional benefits to the city and to the airport if we can encourage that business community to grow. Certainly property taxes, sales taxes, employment, quality of life, all those things are benefits outside of that revenue generation. So I don't want people to think that we are looking to focus on revenue generation because that isn't what we're focused on at all.
Ostrander doesn't think there will be any one event that really marks the end of this new, call it paradigm, but over time, if things go as planned, it could mark the beginning of a new business reputation for Kenai. For Econ 919, I'm Shailen Cochran.
While the city of Kenai is interested in what's going on atop the land, the company Baker Hughes is heavily involved in what's going on below it. The billion-dollar oil field services company makes drilling implements and controls and is responsible for the weekly count of how many drilling rigs are currently active. The U.S. rig count, including oil and natural gas, was 936 for the week ending January 19th. The rig count was significantly higher than 694 rigs reported during the same period in 2017. Speaking of Baker Hughes, in an end-of-the-quarter and end-of-the-year earnings call, the executives reported $22 billion in orders for 2017 with an operating income of $1 billion. The company reported it invested approximately $600 million in research and development in 2017. Earnings were up 10% from last year, courtesy of gains in North America, the Middle East, Latin America, and Asia, but its equipment sales and turbo machinery business were down. However, its digital solutions segment rose 4%. Taking a look at some of our local leading economic indicators, the price of gasoline has dropped 6 cents a gallon, going for about $3.06 at the cheapest places around town. For Shailen Cochran, I'm Jay Barrett. This has been Econ 919.